As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got a breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, a couple inches of snow on the ground here in sunny southwest Missouri. Of course, it's overcast with clouds. Unfortunately, it's only one cloud. It just happens to be several thousand feet thick and, well, I don't know how many states wide. But anyway, coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. It is Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday, January the 21st. 2011. My name is William Roberts, always news. Some of that today. Hard facts, certainly that. Workable solutions, when you can find them and where you can find them, even if we have to make them up as we go along. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. It says the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular. Novel concept, that, isn't it? Freedom. It remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Or you can pick up the phone, call from around America and around the world at 866-841-1065. Your calls would certainly be welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net as I look outside the window and see the wonderful white winter land that's out there. You can also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, in case you missed it the first time. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. And that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A shout-out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Is there snow where you are at this morning? Thank you all, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. Our caller number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Reminds me of growing up in Alaska as I look out in my Missouri backyard here. Precious metals lose in January what they gained in December. Bearish downturns. We'll talk about that when we take the heartbeat of the marketplace in a moment. Interstate commerce, corporatist cabal. We'll talk about that as well. Jewish student propagandist training. If we've got time, we'll go there as well. And we will take your calls throughout the broadcast. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but an hour ago found gold trading off $1.50, opening at one of the lowest opens for a while at $1,344.10. What happened to that $1,400 gold they're talking about? We're down about, it was $1,431.25 on December the 7th. This morning it's $1,344.10. We've lost about $96 from where we were a month ago. Silver again off 12 cents this morning at $27.35. Platinum up $5 at $18.14. Palladium up $3 at $813. Silver and gold are getting getting dissed these days. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $13.40 even for a low. Don't like that. $13.40 even for a low. And $13.51.40 for a high. But at $13.44.10, no way to put a lipstick on this pig, folks. At $13.44.10, your gold is up year-to-year $206.60 for a 18.16% return on your investment. You know, it wasn't too long ago that we were looking at a 30% ROI. What's up with all of this? The London Gold Fix this morning in London. The despoilers ran up their little flags and rang their bells. Set the price of gold at $13.44 even. Well, we'll be right back.
U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, January the 21st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, my name is William Roberts, always good news. Hard facts and workable solutions for you. Yeah, even if we have to pull it out of the air. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Get this snapshot of the heartbeat of America. Active trading out of New York City. Once again, at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Yes, that's right. I always take that snapshot 1 hour ago at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Gold found trading off $1.50 at $1,344.10 an ounce. Silver off 12 cents at $27.35. Platinum up $5 at $1,814. And palladium up $3 at $813 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,340 for a low, $1,351.40 for a high. And at $1,344.10, your gold is up $206.60 an ounce for an 18.16% return on your investment year to year. The London Gold Fix this morning, again, the gentlemen in London and boys in London set the price at $1,344. That's right, the LBMA, the London Bullion Market Association, that group of bankers that fix the price every day in gold. In the morning and in the afternoon, they set it at $1,344, so we shouldn't be surprised they were right smack on top of that. The SPDR gold shares, if you look at the Kitco.com website, you'll see there was another one of these waterfall-like events right after the opening bell. Boy, down it drops, you know, $20. They like to do that. They come into the marketplace. They got all kinds of money, and they just drop it. And they can do that with this nanosecond trading exchange-traded funds and so on and so forth on the COMEX and otherwhere. But the SPDR gold shares, this is the World Gold Council. We look at this and follow it on a day-to-day basis. 1,251.43 metric tons, which is certainly enough to distort the markets, holding $54.2 billion in their treasure chest this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off three with the Chinese delegation in town, closed off three at 11,823. The NASDAQ down 21 at 2704, and the S&P 500 off two at 1280. So apparently the stock market wasn't spared the red bloodshed yesterday either. Crude oil this morning continuing a decline off another penny at $89.58 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, and the U.S. dollar index off 32 basis points at 78.50. Of course, that improves the outlook for in the foreign exchange rates, where this morning we find the Canadian loonie moving up 54 basis points, yet still at parity with the U.S. dollar, $1 even straight across trade there. The Mexican peso, eight cents a pop, 12.0365 pesos per dollar. It's moving up 11 basis points as well. The euro this morning, strong move upwards, up 52 basis points against this declining U.S. dollar index at $1.36. The British pound up 46 basis points, continuing its upwards move that we've been watching here for the last week or 10 days. Now this morning, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.60. And the Swiss franc up 85 basis points at $1.04. Solidly above the U.S. dollar. The bond market this morning, the yield on the bonded indebtedness, the U.S. Treasuries, the yield on the two-year is 0.61%, the 10-year yield is at 3.43%, and the 30-year at 4.59%. In the mortgage markets this morning, starting to see a downward trend now in the mortgage rates again. It's up again for a while, down again for a while, but there's a downward trend now starting. So we've got a 15-year mortgage rate moving down from 4.32% a month ago to 4.08% this morning. And in the 30-year fixed-rate mortgages, we moved down from 4.97% a month ago to 4.80%. Of course, your prime rate stands at 3.25%, just about chiseled in iron. And the gold-to-silver ratio this morning, it'll take you 49.15 ounces of gold, silver to buy 1 ounce of gold. Not an awful lot happening in the economy day website's projections for today. I haven't been able to understand why, but there's absolutely nothing listed for Friday, January the 21st. So we'll go over and pick up some of the news we missed yesterday because of the early hour of our broadcast and look at the existing sales again right off the economy day website. Highlights, they say here, higher mortgage rates appear to have motivated buyers during December. Well, we can only ask then, will the lower interest rates demotivate the buyers during January? Hard to say. Up 1 month, down another. But if you're looking for excuses, any excuse will do. And this morning, they claim that higher mortgage rates appear to have motivated buyers. I don't know what time, when were you ever motivated to go out and take a mortgage with a higher mortgage rate? I mean, I don't think people sit on the sidelines waiting for the mortgage rates to go up, do they? Anyway, they say that existing home sales surged 12.3%. to a higher than expected, they weren't looking for this one, didn't expect this, this is unexpectedly, a higher than unexpected annual rate of 5.280 million units. Details show even strength across regions and a big drawdown in supply to 8.1 months. That's completely different from the report we had earlier in the week about home construction and home starts. But they say that across the board, in all regions, they're having a relatively uniform, sale of homes. So supply is the lowest, it says, it's been since March. Of course, the supply is plentiful. There's so many houses on the market these days, it takes pages and pages, even in a small newspaper, small town newspaper, to go through all of the realtors' houses for sale advertisements. Home prices slipped in the month. All right, now we're going to see that. We should see a continuing decline. Maybe as much as another 25 or 30% decline in real estate prices. All right, but you're not going to see that reflected in your property tax assessment. You won't see that. You're going to have to go and argue for that at one of the tax hearings. But you can do that. It is available. It's an option that you can avail yourself to. Home prices again, they say, slipped in the month, down nearly 1%. What's that going to do? Well, it's going to lower the the brokerage on both sides. It's going to lower the number, the dollar amount of mortgages placed. It's going to lower the insurance and so on and so forth. So when home prices are going down, it impacts the entire market. But they say here, house prices slipped in the month down nearly 1% to a median of $168,800. I'll tell you what, there's precious few houses that ever got built in my day for $168,800. Buying a $170,000 home, you might want to check your basis for doing so. Lower prices are a positive for sales, but a negative for homeowners, especially those struggling to meet their mortgage payments. You're having a hard time finding a job or keeping your job. I don't imagine too many people are going to be jumping into line for a $170,000 house. The year finished well, they say, but at sales of $4.908 million, 2010 is the lowest year for existing home sales since 1997. 14-year low here. The National Association of Realtors sees improvement for 2011, forecasting sales of $5.2 million. So, if $4.908 million is the lowest year for existing home sales since 1997, bumping up that little teeny bit to $5.20 million, well, 2011 is likely to be just as bad. If they don't catch that projection unexpectedly, we could have the second lowest year. Maybe it'll go back to the lowest year since who knows when, 1943. The association notes that the robo-signing controversy doesn't appear to be having a major impact on sales. Well, that's what the association says. Is there any truth in that? I don't know. I'll let you be the judge. Winter months are always a tough time, however, so let's just keep on keeping on. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medications. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, this is Jack Blood, host of Deadline Live. For years now, I have been cheating the multinational pharma cartels and have avoided extensive doctor bills by taking Enterfood products every day. These are the products that the powers that be do not want you to know about, and with Codex Alimentarius legislation are actively trying to ban. Why? Because if you take Enterfood coconut milk powder and switch to all organic NutriCafe coffee and Coco Mojo, you won't need them. Go to ENERFOOD.com today to learn more about how a daily inexpensive intake of nature's superfood will increase your immune system by flushing out toxins, and how this will increase your energy, stamina, and focus. You know, you can't take on the New World Order from your couch. ENERFOOD.com or give them a call today. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
You know, so this presents us a very, very good opportunity for us to become vocal local. You know, it's your local tax assessor's office, your property, real estate, and personal property assessor's offices in the county near you. This is an opportunity for us to go in and speak truth to power and try and get the assessor's office to come clean as to why they're not reducing across the board 20, 30, 40% your property taxes. Maybe you could ask them to justify how it is that they can continually, you know, pillage money off the top of you to support schools and fire departments and ambulances and senior centers and all manner of things off a tax on your real property. What's the incentive in America for a person to fix up their home and keep it beautiful other than to avoid the international property maintenance or code inspector? You know, keep them off your back. What's the incentive to you? The nicer you make your place, the better your landscaping, the more attractive it is, the more painting you do, the more, you know, additions you put on, you're penalized. You're penalized with an increased property tax burden year after year after year. Better just let all the paint curl up, let the grass go to weeds, brown it out, set your lawnmower down to the very lowest, cut it off at the very bottom, never water it, let it go brown out, cut off all of the bushes and plants around your house. Make the exterior of your home look like a depression zone. Spend your time and your money inside with maybe a nice lazy boy and a new computer or something, you know? Just doesn't make any sense whatsoever to me. It's kind of like a penalty, you know, penalizes you for your own personal prosperity. Just doesn't make sense. Well, here's some leading indicators that might make sense. A surge in building permits, which is part of yesterday's housing starts report, is the single biggest contributor to the very solid 1% gain for the index of leading economic indicators. Permits push the yield spread, which is usually the index's number one plus, to second place. Unemployment claims are another positive, as are our stock prices and, surprisingly, consumer expectations, which have, however, been showing weakness. All right, so they've got these various indicators that the economists roll out when they're convenient, and we're seeing that impacting the gold market and impacting it quite substantially, as well as silver. All right, but there's still a lot of demand for platinum and palladium as we move into the electric car market, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But for gold and silver, you know, they're taking it upside the head pretty strongly. Gold may fall as U.S.-EU recovery signs curb demand for haven investment. This off of Bloomberg, Dribus, and Park writing. Gold may fall in London as signs of economic recovery in the U.S. and the European Union reduce the precious metals appeal as a haven. Silver slipped to a 7-week low. Now, of course, you know, silver has had just absolutely incredible increases over the last 12 months. The Munich-based IFO Institute, now we found out just a little bit by going in and looking at this intermarriage system of the Jewish bankers, how the Rothschilds and the Goldschmidts and the Baroffersheims or whatever their names are, as they just married back and forth and back and forth amongst themselves, having, you know, they don't have children, they have litters, I guess, and then they just intermarry and, you know, interbreed back and forth among themselves, inbred, you know, people that they are. But anyway, this is how they centralized the banking institution, and so we shouldn't have been surprised, and I wasn't, but it was nice to get a single place or single point article, which I do have on the browser. We can go back and share that again if we want to. But if you go back and look at how they then became the families that run Deutsche Bank, Credit Suisse, the Credit Mobiliere mortgage system over there, our Federal Reserve banking system over here, England Central Bank, all the same families, all right, at the bottom of the whole pile. The Munich-based IFO Institute said today that its business climate index increased to the highest since records for a reunified Germany began in 1991. You know, Ronald Reagan telling Gorbachev, take down that wall. Right, reunify Germany. Thanks to the delays that were caused by Ike. I love Ike Eisenhower. He waited until Stalin and the boys were in place before he arrived in town. Applications for jobless benefits in the U.S. decreased 37,000 in the week ended January the 15th to 404,000. The Labor Department said yesterday analysts had expected 420,000. So there was 16,000 less people standing in line, and that's supposed to be a real good sign? I don't think so. Yesterday, we had the jobless figures, as a quote, out of the states, which were better than expected, unexpectedly, and that pressured the metals, said Afshin Nababi, a senior vice president at bullion refiner MKS Finance SA in Geneva. Quote, we continue to see some long liquidation. In other words, people that are buying long and staying long, selling some of those long positions. Bullion for immediate delivery, they say here, fell $3.93 or 3% to $13.42.35 an ounce as of 10:22 a.m. in London. The metal tumbled 0.4% to $13.40.85 earlier today, the lowest level since November the 18th. So we lost everything that we had in December so far this month. The price dropped 1.7%. The February delivery contract fell $4.90 or 0.4% to $13.41.60 an ounce on the COMEX in New York. Holdings in gold-backed exchange-traded products dropped 2.16 metric tons to 2,0645.1 metric tons yesterday, the lowest amount since August the 18th. So we've lost a lot of buyers into the exchange-traded funds. And, of course, we follow the SPDR gold shares every morning. There are others out there, the GLD and the GOL and more, okay? So GLD actually is SPDR gold shares, excuse me. Gold is heading for the first monthly drop since July after rising 30% in 2010 and touching a record of $1,431.25 an ounce on December the 7th. The price may rise next week as falling prices make the metal more attractive. According to 5 of 11 traders, investors, and analysts surveyed by Bloomberg, 4 said the price would drop and 2 were neutral. Cash silver fell 1% to $27.22 an ounce after earlier today touching $27.095, the lowest since November the 30th. The metal is set for a third weekly drop, the longest losing run since March, okay? Taurus Funds Management, PTY, sold all the silver holdings in its $200 million precious metals fund this month as the rally last year was excessive. Co-manager Brenton Saunders said today the fund stuck with a larger bet on gold. Silver rallied 83% last year. So platinum for immediate delivery rose 0.1% at $1,813.85. Cash palladium was little changed at $811.33 an ounce. So all of this is just simply to say, as I started out, you know, that precious metals losing in January, what they gained in December, a bearish downturn. Some of the hedge fund managers are moving, changing their positions. But at the same time, it just depends on your outlook. If you're looking long term, the question remains, where are you going to put your money? How are you going to take money out of, you know, how are you going to be able to take money out of your savings accounts, these Federal Reserve notes, where would you put them? Well, there are other places. So just do look around. Get up on the Bloomberg website, if you will. Take a look in there. Go up on Kitco. Scour all around on that. Make up your own mind. But for the long-term position, I think gold and silver are still good places to be. And I'm going to continue on that trend. And I'll let you know if I change my mind. As if it makes any difference. You know, who am I? Just squeaky voice in the morning. Schlumberger here. Profit rises on higher North American demand. Dividend raised. All right. So we hear all about Halliburton, you know, Kellogg Brown Root. We hear about Khaki. We hear about Boots and Coots. All these are various and such. But how many people could raise their hand and say, yeah, I know all about Schlumberger Limited. Schlumberger. Well, it just happens to be the world's largest oil field services provider. Schlumberger. Said fourth quarter profits rose 31% as surging crude oil prices drove a drilling boom in North America. Boy, have we been having a drill baby drill or what? I didn't hear about it. We'll be right back.
cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So again, we're looking at this article off the Bloomberg website here. Schlumberger profit rises on higher North American demand. Dividend rise, raise. Think about how much oil, you know, we've been hearing about the stories all winter long, you know, how the, you know, just an absolute glut of oil. They're overflowing. All the storage that they can find is filled. They got, you know, tankers laying out in the ocean at anchor, just, you know, chuck-a-luck full of oil and natural gas and everything else. Where's this, you know, what's driving up the prices? Net income, they say here, rose to $1.04 billion, or 76 cents a share from $795 million, or 65 cents a share a year earlier. Schlumberger said in a statement today, excluding inventory and merger-related employee costs, Schlumberger earned 85 cents a share, or 7 cents more than the average of 32 analysts estimated by Bloomberg. The company, based in Houston and Paris, will boost its dividend by 4 cents to 25 cents a share. So, you know, even though gold is up, gold is down, you know, it's still giving you back 18.16%. even in this slowed month. And, you know, January, this time of year, don't get too excited. You know, this is the time of year when the slump really comes on. We should see things pick up again come around springtime. And then, towards the end of next year, it'll take off again. You know, but go back up on Kitco for yourself. Verify it. You can look at the charts over on the right, the gold chart. You click on the enlarge. You can go back and look at it for year to year. Look at all of the various and see, you'll see that the trend is higher and higher and higher highs and higher and higher and higher lows. And so overall, things are looking pretty good, an uptrend. So you look at the downturn here in gold and silver prices as an opportunity to buy more. All right. So let's say you bought some gold at $1,400 or you bought some silver at $29, and you can come in behind it and pick up more at $27 for silver and $13.44 for gold. You can income average. You look at the average of your portfolio there, and you can see that you can improve the percentage gains that will likely be made as we go through the rest of the year. So it's all investments and investment strategies. But for many people, speculation in the gold, you know, everyone anticipates going up, and silver as well. But there's a difference, I guess, between coming in these exchange-traded funds and the ETFs and whatnot, getting in and do electronic trading. Remember that there's not only a going in, but there's a coming out. You're taxed really heavily. Capital gains tax are enormous. You're taxed really heavily on the sell. So that's not so much that you go in and you jump in and out and buy and sell and buy and sell and buy and sell, unless you're prepared to deal with that tax consequence and you figure it into every trade. So a lot of people just buy and hold. It's a long position. Why? Well, because if this whole house of cards collapses, and many people say that it will, on the other side, after they figure out what they're going to trade in, whether it be puka shells or greenbacks, now then you can come back into puka shells and greenbacks, and you're going to have gold and silver to make that exchange and come back into. If the whole SRE goes down the hopper, well, then at least you've got something physical, gold and silver, bullion, something physical that you can exchange with, that you can trade with, that you can barter with, okay? So it's a safety bet is what it is. It's an insurance policy, largely, and nothing more than that. Oil prices rose 12% again to an average of $85.24 per barrel in the quarter from $76.13 a year earlier. So you can see that we're $10 up, $9 up year to year in the price of gasoline and diesel. Actually, it's in crude oil. Those other prices are even higher than that. Continuing to drop a little more further down in the article, North America, from a profitability perspective, was a lot better than our expectations, said John Lawrence, an analyst at Tudor, Pickering, Holt & Company in Houston, who rates the shares a buy and owns none. So he doesn't own any, but he's not in the market. But he's saying, hey, buy, buy, buy. It's kind of like, you know, Goldman Sachs telling all their customers, you know, to buy timber, like when they were telling their own people that it was a quote-unquote shitty deal. Remember that? That was congressional record right out of, you know, right out of the right out of the investigation. A shitty deal. Pre-tax operating income, or sales minus the cost of goods and administrative increases, expenses, increased 21-fold, blah, 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 North American. Oil companies are projected to increase spending on exploration and production by 11% this year to $490 billion, and so on and so forth. So there's more that you can find out about Schlumberger. I just bring it to your attention largely because Schlumberger is a name I'd never heard of before. Have you? Now we know. The largest exploration management company here in America, and in the world is what they said. Obama, Barry the Usurper, taps GE's iMelt to head the economic advisor panel. Another article off Bloomberg. This one by Juliana Goldman and a Rachel Lane, Lois Lane. Barry the Usurper will name Jeffrey Immelt, General Electric Company's chief executive officer, to head his outside panel of economic advisors, replacing former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker. Now, you know, this is just like a, you know, Bush administration redo. They're bringing in all the retread, you know, retreading all of the tires that the Bush administration rolled under. I thought these guys were Democrats. Well, we know about that. Left, right, left, right. Immelt wrote in an op-ed today in Washington Post, Washington Postal, that the usurper asked him to take the helm of the newly renamed President's Council on Jobs and Competitiveness. Just so you think it's new, they changed the name, but it's just the same old, you know, inbred bunch. The group will reach out to labor and business leaders to serve as a catalyst for action, he wrote. We're going to find out more about that in a moment from Gustavus Myers. Immelt, 54, young man, is an original member of the panel. which was formed as the President's Economic Recovery Advisory Board in February 2009. That'd be about TARP time, wouldn't it? GE's CEO since 2001. Let's go all the way back now and visit with the collapsing Mohammed Atta and his flying circus in New York City. He heads the world's biggest maker of jet engines, medical imaging equipment. Those wouldn't be backscatters, would it? Well, anyway. And power plant turbines, and gives the White House a corporate heavyweight to help burnish the usurper's pro-business credentials. Well, we don't need to go any further with this, because we're going to find that these kind of boards and councils have been with us for over 100 years. Let's take one more for the news and be done with it. This one is about electric trucks. Electric trucks gain traction with commercial delivery fleets. Now, we went through that Ford, was it the Prius or the Focus, whatever it is? Oh, the Fusion, the Ford Fusion. The Ford Fusion, when that first came out, you know, we did a side-by-side dollar-and-dollar analysis that the price you pay for one of these hybrid automobiles over the life of a car, you know, say 150,000, 200,000 miles, you can't get your money back out of it no matter how much you save in gasoline. And so we find these trucking companies around are going to be experiencing the same thing. But what's different there is that although you might get suckered into one of these hybrids and never get your money out of it, when business goes into these investments, they don't worry about it. They pass the cost on to you. So you might see the cost of your deliveries in town, the bagels that get delivered and, delivered and your pizza deliveries and all the rest of those. You might find the prices of that going up to try and write off or expense this various new delivery vehicles that they're bringing on. As auto manufacturers seek to convince car buyers of the virtues of electric vehicles, and you know they're falling on their face on that one. They can't move those things at all. People just don't want them. They're selling, you know, like 50 or 100. And they're selling thousands and thousands of others. They sell 50 of these things. Anyway, commuters may fret about the so-called range anxiety. Range anxiety. The fear of not making it to a charging station before the car's battery needs topping up. You know? Yeah, right. You know, you buy one of these little cheap Chinese plastic wrap gadgets that run on batteries. You put a set of batteries in it, and about 3 minutes later, the batteries are dead, and you wonder what's going on. Your CD player doesn't work. The batteries that you bought were stale. Well, how would you like to have that kind of a situation going on while you're trying to rush your wife to a hospital to deliver a baby? Huh? Commuters may fret about the so-called range anxiety, the fear of not making it to a charging station before the car's battery needs topping up. What do you do? You're not going to carry a garden hose in the trunk and get out, you know, use a Missouri credit card and top off your tank out of somebody else's tank. Drivers of commercial delivery vehicles tend to follow the same route each day and have a good idea how much power they'll need. Since trucks typically run a return to a garage every night, there's little worry about finding a charger, Bloomberg Businessweek reports in its January 24th issue. Listen carefully to the article. Electrics are quiet, don't pollute, and vibrate less than diesels. Oh my goodness, quiet, and they don't vibrate as much. And they don't pollute. Is that true? Or is this BS? Where do they get the electricity to charge up these batteries? Coal-fired power plants? We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908 908- 601-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So as it so often happens on the Bloomberg website, when we read these articles, oftentimes we're doing nothing more than reading an advertisement, an infomercial, an IPO, you know, initial public offering. And it's much the way that this article is going down. They're toting all of the green agenda lines here. Again, they say electrics are quiet. That they are. That they really are. They're pretty quiet. Not too bad. You know, all you hear is the whirring of the motor as it goes along and the turning of the wheels. They're quiet, and they don't pollute, and they vibrate less than diesels. Well, that may be the case, maybe not, but so what? That don't pollute, stuck in the middle of the two other superlatives, who cares, all right? Quiet, don't vibrate, don't pollute. Is there any truth to that? You know, right now, the Chinese are scouring the planet Earth, looking for places to mine rare earth metals. They need those rare earth metals for the batteries to go into these electronic devices, plus the generators and the motors and all the rest of the stuff. Use a lot of them. Look at the, you know, just Google it up, scroogle it up, dogpile it, web for it, bling it, bing it, or however you go, and find out about how much pollution, the deleterious side, the downside of mining and refining rare earth minerals. Right? Don't pollute? Really? Oh, really? Anyway, you know, we used to have electric trolleys, certainly in Seattle and San Francisco. I think they still use the electric trolleys in San Francisco. You know, it's kind of a real cool thing. You see them, they get to the end of the line and they have a little roundelay there, and they put the car or the trolley on that, and it turns around, whips around the other way. The driver jumps down, and he gets the pulls the arms off the overhead wires and reconnects them. They used to use that in Seattle, too. We had overhead wires, the trolleys, electric trolleys, all the city buses. It was great. Boy, you could get a bus pass, and you could tootle all over the city of Seattle. It was kind of neat. They're really zippy. They have tremendous performance. They really accelerate rapidly. It's not like that grinding, thudding, you know, diesel fume takeoff of a diesel-powered bus, transit bus, you know. But they have these wires overhead. Now, we could probably put wires in the streets, too. You know, go back to that thing. They used to do that. You know, that was the whole idea of how the railroad companies got started in the first place. They just thought it was really cool to roll something along and pull it with horses, you know, a big cart, roll it, and they called that a railroad. Well, then they went on to other things, and they had internal combustion engines and steam engines and all manner and sundries and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, if you wanted to use electric and you were in a stack 'em and pack 'em environment, you could actually put the electricity in the like a slot car on the street surface and then have drop-down connectors that could hook you up to it. And as long as you were able to drive well and you didn't have an accident, you might not ball up traffic so bad. But anyway, the argument here is that they're quiet, they don't pollute, and they vibrate less. Frito-Lay, a unit of purchase, New York-based PepsiCo, has bought 176 electric delivery trucks for use across the country. 176. Don't hold your breath. Don't take your hat off. It's not time for a hooray yet. 176 is nothing. Anyway, or about 1% of its total fleet. All right? As that number grows, projecting that it will grow, O'Connell says, the vehicles will be instrumental in reaching a company goal of having, cutting in half, fuel use by 2020. So sometime between now and the next 9 years, they want to buy more of these electric trucks. All right? The trucks, all of them a model called the Newton from Kansas City, Missouri-based Smith Electric Vehicles U.S. Corporation. That would be one to look into. Who are the principal stockholders in Smith Electric Vehicles U.S. Corporation? I wonder if that might be Robert Rubin. I haven't looked at it myself, but it's called the Newton. All right. They've cut fuel expenses and boosted worker productivity. I don't know how it would boost worker productivity. Do you? What difference does it make whether it's powered by electricity or it's powered by a diesel engine? How does it even make the worker more productive? Said Bob Simpson, Frito-Lay's fleet manager for the New York region. By May, 6% of Simpson's fleet of 250 trucks will be electrics. And if he had his way, he'd replace all of his diesels with them. Well, that's what he says. Real savings? Electric vehicles offer real savings, and then parenthetically they include, on fuel. Of course they would. They save on fuel, but you pay for it up front, all right? And then you still have to charge the blinker up. And as we go away from coal-fired, you know, electric power production all across central the United States here and in lots of places, the cost, we've already been reading the articles time after time after time for the last 6 or 7 months right out of the rural Missouri, and they're telling you, you can expect the power prices to go up and up and up. Right? Those prices will be ready for you. I guarantee you, the time that you get your electric vehicle and you plug it in and you look at your electric bill, it'll be ready for you. And then what with the smart meters? What if they tell you that you can only charge your car up between 2 o'clock in the morning and 6 o'clock in the morning and you have to go to work at that time of day? You could be out of luck. All right. Less than 1% of the 135,000 medium-duty trucks that the U.S. companies will buy this year will be electrics. Less than 1%. Battery prices, which represent about a third of the cost of an electric truck, will likely fall to a quarter of today's level by 2020. Likely fall. Coulda, woulda, shoulda, maybe, right? Which will drive down costs and create demand. Isn't that what we've been saying all along? Anytime you look at sustainable development, the green energy model, it's all about demand. They've got to generate the demand, so they publish these kinds of fluff piece articles in Bloomberg to get people excited about the idea of converting over. You know, that way it's quieter and less vibration than a diesel engine, right? It'll drive down costs and create demand. Without the demand, they won't sell any of these things. Says Glenn Walker, an analyst at the Bloomberg News Energy Finance. Until then, incentives will likely help sales. Incentives, that's right. Your tax dollars and mine. That's right. That's what's happening all over Europe. With all these wind turbines and solar panels and so on and so forth in Spain, people are having to underwrite the expansion of the green energy program because the green energy program can't pay for itself. Pay more for their electricity to buy into this foolish idea. Anyway, with a range of about 80 miles or 129 kilometers, the vans cost Remember, 80 miles. 27 miles per gallon in my Cummins diesel, three-quarter ton truck, 27 miles a gallon, consistently, loaded or empty. And it's running $3 and something a gallon right now, a range of 80 miles. So what? Let's just go ahead and say that's three gallons. That's nine bucks to go 80 miles. The vans cost $57,400 or nearly triple what the gasoline version costs. How long and how many miles would you have to drive to be able to expense out that $57,400 or nearly triple what the gasoline version costs? Navistar International Corporation has built 78. Wow, they're really kicking up a storm, aren't they? They have built 78 of their $150,000 E-Star electric trucks. Tremendous market there. People are just rushing in the door. They built 78 of these $150 trucks. At $57,400, it's nearly triple what the gasoline version costs. But this other company, they got a model for $150,000. Well, the E-Stars are roughly double the price of a similar diesel. Navistar expects to sell about 700 of them by mid-2012. 700 of them, all right? So just go out and spend 1 hour at 60 miles an hour on any interstate highway in America and count the number of trucks that whiz by in the other direction. And this is front page news here on Bloomberg that this company hopes to sell about 700 of them sometime in the next 10 years. Wow. Big business. Federal Express Corporation has bought 19 E-Stars for use in commercials. No, for use in cities worldwide. Worldwide? Quite a few more countries worldwide than 19. There's certainly far more cities worldwide than 19. I guess they're just kind of expanding their language here. Though the company says it needs to study their performance before committing to a larger order. 19. That's called a gimme. I wonder how much tax benefit they got for that. Smith, the largest producer of commercial electric vehicles, expects to sell about 1,000 Newtons this year. Maybe the apple will fall on their heads. A five-fold increase from 2010. A five-fold increase from 2010. That means they sold 200 in 2010. But they hope to expect to sell 1,000. The $100,000 trucks with a range of up to 100 miles are built on a chassis purchased from a Czech manufacturer. Well, there you go. There's the jobs. Green energy, baby.
Wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, January the 21st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, kicking off our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast. In the first hour, covered a little handful of news. Talking a little bit about green energy, some of the mythologies behind that, and some of the electric vehicles and things like that. The great surge in American oil development here by the Schlumberger Company. I don't know. I didn't see that surge. Did you? Anyway, more nonsense like that. You know, here's Jeffrey Imelt coming out, you know, head of GE. He's going to be the head up of this special little outside panel for the usurper's administration, just at about the time when GE wants to make the most money off green energy. He's sidling in alongside the Green Prince here, Barry the usurper. So we should expect all of that. One of the interesting things that's been sent to me this week by 10K Puddles in our chat room, and by the way, you can visit our chat room at becomevocallocal.com. You want to jump into the discussion that's actively going on in there right now, becomevocallocal.com, that website. But this is a booklet that he sent on as a PDF file, Adobe Reader thing. Hasbara Handbook, the Hasbara Handbook, Promoting Israel on Campus. Now, this is back from 2002, and it's a very, very revealing little publication. You know, it's tied up with the ADL as well in here. They make references to the ADL's website and other things, but I've read about 30 pages of this interesting little book, and I think it will make a good discussion for, you know, study, especially when we look at the news and see how the news is spun to the people. You know, very interesting little booklet. It's put out by the World Union of Jewish Students, the WUJS. This publication, they say here, is sponsored by the Education Department of the Jewish Agency for Israel and by the Joint Distribution Committee. But the Hasbara Handbook, writing this handbook, as they say here, I'm just going to share with the opening, is it has been a difficult task, trying to strike a balance between support for Israel and a realization that some things just aren't black and white has been our goal. We hope that what has resulted is useful to Jewish students everywhere, and that ultimately Israel is strengthened through our efforts. Now, these are young boys and girls, men and women, on campuses all across America and around the world, all right, who are receiving or perhaps receiving or at least exposed to this kind of information. And it's really interesting as a workbook, as a handbook, because it talks about how to go about entering into dialogue and how to, you know, capture a conversation and bring it around to support for Israel and how to style your sentences to be the most effective and how to, you know, basically defeat people in discussion and arguments and what to look for is when you want to raise the charge of anti-Semitism and so on. It's very revealing. 131 pages, read about 30 pages of it so far. I'm not going to go into it too much further today, but over the weekend maybe I'll get some highlights and we can come back to it perhaps on Monday. But Jewish students in the diaspora. Okay, Jewish students in the diaspora. Now, you know, for those of you Bible students, you realize that when Titus took down Jerusalem, I guess it was, and they, so to speak, dispersed, you know, the it was Titus. Dispersed the remainders of Judah and Benjamin and the Kohanim out of Israel, yeah, out of Palestine, actually would be correct to say it. They called that the diaspora. And then also when, you know, 10 out of the 12 tribes made their decision and left Judah behind and left the region, wisely enough. They couldn't tolerate the Talmud any more than most people can. But when they left, this diaspora, I guess, is still continuing, because that's what they say, students in the diaspora. Anyway, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, this is Jack Blood, host of Deadline Live. For years now, I have been cheating the multinational pharma cartels and have avoided extensive doctor bills by taking Enerfood products every day. These are the products that the powers that be do not want you to know about, and with Codex Alimentarius legislation, are actively trying to ban. Why? Because if you take Enerfood coconut milk powder and switch to all organic NutriCafe coffee and Coco Mojo, you won't need them. Go to ENERFOOD.com today to learn more about how a daily inexpensive intake of nature's superfood will increase your immune system by flushing out toxins, and how this will increase your energy, stamina, and focus. You know, you can't take on the New World Order from your couch. ENERFOOD.com or give them a call today. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so, once again, welcome back to our Friday, January the 21st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday as some of our AM and FM affiliates join us here now after their news and weather breaks at the top of the hour. But again, I'm looking at a Hasbara handbook, this put out by the WUJS. You can just Google that up, you know, browse it up and find it for yourself. This publication is sponsored by the Education Department of the Jewish Agency for Israel and by the Joint Distribution Committee. It's www.wujs.org.il. I'll give that URL again. It's wujs.org.il. This is a 2002 publication, all right? And basically what it is it's a, they call it the Hasbara Handbook. And they say Jewish students in the diaspora are not unconditional supporters of Israel. All right? So not everyone, you know, that would call themselves a Jew is an unconditional supporter of Israel. And they're very well aware of that. And that's a problem for them. You know, the Natura Carta, Rabbi Yisrael Weiss, you know, they come out in force and demonstrate against the state of Israel. But just as Israelis, they continue here, have different political preferences. Unfortunately, many Jewish students express their dissatisfaction with some government action or other by ignoring Israel, giving up on her just when she needs the help most. All right. In our Hasbara handbook, we have rejected the old-fashioned position which states that every Jewish student must support everything that Israel does. Rather, we believe, Israel is an imperfect country, invariably run by imperfect governments. Mistakes are made. Approaches are taken that are hard to understand. But one thing remains constant. The Jewish state has a right to exist, and her citizens have a right to safety. Now, you'll find as you go through and read this, that this is the same kind of propaganda that they want the students to use wherever they are. They're, you know, just turning around one thing. They diminish that mistakes are made, blah, blah, blah. Approaches are taken that are hard to understand. One thing remains constant. And then they leave the listener with this idea that the Jewish state has a right to exist and her citizens have a right to safety. All right. They teach this in this handbook, but they're using their own techniques when they're writing the techniques. And so essentially they're propagandizing the young people that are reading this book. The Palestinian leadership has made some serious strategic mistakes is not in doubt. No doubt they'll do it again. But Israel's not perfect, and only a fool would pretend that she is. When confronted with atrocities such as terror attacks on teenagers, we can campaign hard on campus for the sake of Jews in Israel without believing that Israel is perfect. Israel shouldn't have to be present herself as without problems, just as no country does. All around the world, governments are attempting to tackle racism, poverty, prejudice, and Israel is no different. But if a young soldier at a roadblock panics when attacked by rocks and petrol bombs, this is part of the technique that you'll learn by studying this handbook now, what they've just done. See, the young soldier here is justifying his reaction when being attacked by rocks or petrol bombs by saying if he panics, right? Well, panic is not a real good state for a soldier, but that's what they're using here. If somebody is injured as a result of human error, now it's just human error. Jewish students often despair and lose their faith in Israel just when she needs support the most. And then it continues, and I'm not going to bore you with the rest of the gory details, but basically, this is an interesting book, and it would be one for bloggers. It would be, you know, we went through the Deborah Bouchot's book, The Legal Research and Writing for Paralegals, with the eye that for those of us in the media, if you will, whether you're a blogger, a poster, or whether you're just, you know, becoming vocal local locally, this is a great handbook. It's just as valuable for research and reference as looking at Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, all right? Gives you the same kind of a motif. These are the sorts of tools that will be used against you in a public meeting, and these are the sort of tools that have proven, they've proven this out. They've had plenty of money to do the think tanking on it, but they've proven this all out to be successful, and you know that it's successful. People in Congress just cower when somebody starts talking about anti-Semitism or prejudice or hate, all right? So you know these techniques work. So I just bring it to your attention. I give you the website again, wujs.org.il. Look for the Hasbara Handbook, H-A-S-B-A-R-A, the Hasbara Handbook. And when you get a copy of that in your possession, take a look at it, read it very carefully. So far, I'm not finished with it yet. It has proven to be quite interesting. So is this, however. Let's go back to where we left off yesterday, right out of the History of the Great American Fortunes by Gustavus Myers, where in Chapter 21, we found out that on January the 2nd of 1889, this circular went around that was titled Private and Confidential, and it was a meeting, a confab, that was called by J.P. Morgan at his house at number 219 Madison Avenue, and they were going to build an ironclad combination of the railroad magnates in their day to stomp out competition once for all. All right? So it was pretty interesting here. Now, wrecking the opposition gradually, we're jumping ahead now in this chapter. At the behest of popular forces, laws directed superficially, at least, against the magnates' arbitrary power, these are the captains of finance and industry, the Goulds, the Fists, you know, the Rockefellers coming on, etc. J.P. Morgan. Workers, okay, at the behest of popular forces, now this is, again, even this little Hasbara handbook is going to teach you about the importance of public opinion and cross currents of public opinion as they form law, legislation, etc. And we visited with that with Albert Van Dicey's book by the same title so long ago, a series of lectures given at Ovid, darling. All right? So, there's lots of stuff in the archives basket. I just bring it out a little bit more. There's just way too much to cover in a two-hour broadcast, even in a couple of years of two-hour broadcasts. Continuing here now. At the behest of popular forces, laws directed superficially, at least, against the magnates' arbitrary power and concentration of resources were everywhere being passed. So back in 1909, that's in 1989, you know, there was a lot of anti-monopoly fervor. And the middle class, that's not the middle class we're thinking of today. Middle class today, it's really the working stiff, all right? The middle class, these are the minor corporations, the smaller corporations, you know, 200 to 500, the small businesses. That's the working class that Karl Mordecai Marx and Friedrich Engels targeted in this war between the proletariat and the bourgeoisie. The middle class. These are the middle businesses. These are the ones that really employ the most people overall. But since the putting down, the dissolution of the great labor movement of 1886, and boy, did they ever, and they didn't mind calling out the militia and the state guard and the police to put down that, you know, great labor revolt, serious inroads from that quarter were no longer feared. In other words, they'd already mapped it out. They figured out how to be able to get the governors to join and the police departments to jump in line and do what was needed by the captains of finance and industry whenever the plebes, you know, had an uprising. But the work of extinguishing the smaller capitalist class had to be proceeded with slowly and discreetly. So they're going to exterminate the minor or the smaller capitalist class. All right, that's the middle class. We'll be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And so continuing along a little bit further here with this, Morgan, as a banking and railroad grandee, we're really studying in all of this legal positivism, but we've kind of had to take a circuitous route because we wound up finding that we needed to address what Commerce Clause was all about and interstate commerce in particular. And as that process happened, thanks to the addition of this book to my library, we've covered a whole bunch of other stuff that shows us, you know, really where we're at today. But when you think about the middle class, and it took a while. Did a lot of reading, a lot of reflecting and thinking to break through the paradigm that had been built, you know, the mental construct that had been built in my mind because I grew up in America, this idea of the being in the middle class. Well, no. We're getting closer and closer. And Gustavus Myers is really hitting it right on the nail, and so many other authors that I've read have also. But what we're talking about here is where the captains of finance and industry, we're talking about the captains, the guys at the top now, right? Their work in extinguishing the smaller capitalist class had to be proceeded with slowly and discreetly, all right? Now, if you're trying to figure out, well, how much dollars, and question in the chat room, you know, let's talk about this in dollars, you know, from a low to a high, what is the middle class? No, it's not that at all. If you are denominating the product of your work by the hour in dollars, you haven't made it to the middle class yet. You're not in the middle class. You're working. You're a wage slave, all right? If you think of your output in the terms of dollars per hour, you're still a wage slave, all right? And that's important because even though some of the wage slaves that do work in government, especially today, even though some of the wage slaves that do work in banking and finance make far more than I've ever made, you know, in a year or in my life, they're still wage slaves because somebody else is still pulling their chain and they've made they're in a contractual agreement that they're exchanging so many of hours of their day each day for so many dollars. The difference is that even as a small-time general contractor, I was not exchanging my hours for dollars. I was totally at risk. I was dependent upon the gain, the bottom line gain of my company, right? And even though I had lots of employees, not lots, but employees, all right, they were not in the middle class, so to speak. They were wage slaves because they had agreed or bargained with me to exchange their hourly output, their labor, for dollars per hour. I was operating in a completely different scenario. If I bid well, and we did well, I could make far more than any of the employees for the amount of energy I had to expend. After you capitalize all of your investment in the trucks and tools and so on and so forth, you know, if you get down to the very bottom line. On the other side of the coin, times were tough in the 1980s, and quite frequently what happened is that I was actually giving more to my labor in their pay stubs than I was taking at the end of the month to live on myself. They were living better than I was. This is the risk and the reward, all right? And so what these guys were doing at this particular time, coming together, Morgan, and we'll find the rest of the names in a moment, but what they were doing here was they were quashing or extinguishing the smaller capitalist class, and this they were doing carefully. Workers' uprisings, again, now you see we're workers of the world unite, and then capitalists, the middle class, and then the ultra elite, the bourgeoisie, the entrepreneurs, and the capitalist. All of these are different classes of people, different statuses. Workers' uprisings, political or otherwise, could be crushed by force, and the whole middle propertied class would stand with the great propertied interest in subduing the working class. You hear the words. I'll say it again. Workers' uprisings, political or other, could be crushed by force, and the whole middle propertied class, as your middle class, their property owners, their propertied classes, would stand with the great propertied interests in subduing the working class. So in 1907, not writing for, you know, an advanced audience here, he was styling it correctly, but today this is not what we get out of education, and this is not what we get in the news. You have a middle propertied class. These are the people that maybe have thousands of acres of vineyard, they have this and they have that, but they stand in the middle between those that can make or break a nation and the working stiff. There's three classes there. Yet, when the fight for, and what he's mentioned here, is that whenever there was a big confrontation, remember Jorge Bush out stumping for his re-election, and he was talking to the people, all right, in these Republican conventions, and he called them his base. What was his base? His base is the middle property class. The middle property class. It's not, his peers would be the capitalist at the top. His base was the middle propertied class, the Republican Party in that time, not the workers. The workers oftentimes will vote either Libertarian or Republican, or excuse me, or Democrat, or some other Green Party or Socialist Party, or they vote not at all. So when Bush was saying, "You're my base," he was talking to that middle propertied class. These are the people that would maybe employ anywhere from 5 to 500 employees. They call those small businesses. Small businesses. Yet when the fight for supremacy was one confined to the middle class and the plutocracy, the magnates had good reason not to attack too openly. So whenever the focus of attention came away from the great wealth, the capitalist, the Goldman Sachs, the J.P. Morgans, etc., whenever the attack went away from them, the big guys stand back and you don't hear anything from them. Anybody heard from Timmy Geithner lately? The country swarmed with organizations of manufacturers, jobbers, and small tradesmen. This is this idea of pluralism that has risen up amongst us. All of the various and sundry parties and factions, the special interests, the 501c3s and the 501c4s, all the things that people are encouraged to join, from chambers of commerce all the way up to, oh, some businessman's league. The country swarmed with organizations of manufacturers. You know, the Realtors, National Realtors Association, the National Motor Cars, the National Used Car Parts, the National Junk Store, you know, and so on and so forth. Jobbers, all the people that were out there as contractors, jobbers, and small tradesmen. They all come together in big, you know, clubs. And in the West and the South, the Farmers Alliance, an ally, was at its strongest. The Farmers Alliance, and today, you know, we hear about the Senate Bill 510, and I shared with you the success of the Ozark Property Rights Congress in attracting well over 200 people to this recent meeting to find out more about Senate Bill 510, the Food Modernization and Safety Act. Farmers Alliances, you know, you have the Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance. You have all manner of these popping up now. These elements arrogated to themselves, interesting, isn't it, arrogated? They've taken to themselves the distinction of being the public, quote-unquote, the public, quote unquote. We hear about the public and the private sector and a public-private partnership, private international law, private wealth, the capitalist, and then there's the public wealth. This is the question that you get all the time from your congressman. How many people do you represent? How many people do you have in your organization? They want to know how big of a public you are when you're doing talking points with them, because they want to know whether or not they should take on their public-private partnership hat or whether they're just talking to some disgruntled working class person. Interesting stuff. Gustavus Myers. We'll be right back.
Home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so we could go on and on here quite a bit further, and I'd like to do that just a bit. When we look at this idea of wrecking the opposition gradually, gradualism, you know, crushing out the middle class, it's not done overnight. It's a step-by-step-by-step-by-step process, eliminating all forms of competition as the captains of finance and industry have closed the doors to all manners of sectors of technologies and development, largely because if they can't monopolize it, you know, and if they can't make massive profit on it, they can't have a huge return on their investment on it, then they really don't want to have it on the planet with them. All right? And that's a sad and sorry testimony to have. but I think it's relatively accurate. The labor unions had only a few obscure trade journals to disseminate their views and voice their demands. Once again, you know, he who controls the printing press, you know, controls public opinion. And in their day, just as today, they still run the printing presses. They still own them. We still have to deal with their media systems. And so if it wasn't for the Internet, you know, you wouldn't even hear this kind of information. This particular book was suppressed in its day, driven over to the sidelines. This wasn't a fluff piece. This isn't a build-up to Mr. Morgan image that you'd find even in some encyclopedia articles. It's more of a truth-teller here, a muckraker, Gustavus Myers. Although compromising the immense bulk of the voters, the workers had not a single real representative in political office. And that's what I've been saying all along with Become Vocal Local. We need to restore a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government if there was ever one in place. There's certainly one that was in mind. Whether it has ever existed, whether it has ever operated, is questionable. But unless we have a real system of representation in the political system, it's all taxation, as Mike Chambers likes to say, without representation. You don't have a voice. But the interests of the middle groups were represented. Now, this is your middle class again. These are the small businesses, 5 to 500 employees. That's what they classify them today. But the middle groups were represented by thousands of newspapers and journals, by a host of political spokesmen and lawyers and college professors, and by the force of prevalent law and commercial institutions. Who gets the laws passed? In warring upon the magnates, the most persistent argument that the middle groups used, they don't call it the middle class here, the middle groups used, in their appeal for sympathy and support, was that the exhortations or the extortions of the magnates were immoral. So they go on a morality clause, you know. Oh, an immoral people, an immoral population, unless you turn back to God, you know. It's been pulled out news time and time again. Precisely as when the working men in previous decades had struck for a shortening of their hours of daily labor, the manufacturers had declared the movement insurrectionary and immoral. So now they use the same plea against the exactions of the magnates. That's why we'd go and look at something like Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, or now that we've discovered it, go and look at this Hasbara handbook. All right? The agitators, that's why we read the excerpts from the various writings of the communists, etc., proletariat lessons. We need to understand that a lot of these tools were used to destroy this country. And if we can embed within the existing system and use their tools against them, they've mapped them out, they've think-tanked them out, they've perfected these systems, and they work. And when they hear them, they react the same way as they anticipate you to react when they use them. Because the systems work, and they're so conditioned to it that if you're in one of these dialogue to consensus Delphi technique meetings, and you use it effectively, you can be just as persuasive as they would be in shaping the opinion of those people in attendance. And if you go into one of these various and sundry councils and boards where they're actually using Robert's Rules of Order, if you're an expert at Robert's Rules of Order, you too can rule the day. As the delegate training begins to ramp up for the 2012 election cycle. The many laws, after strong agitation on the part of labor organizations and various other bodies, the different legislatures were passing at the time, indicate the widespread practice of manufacturing and selling adulterated and often poisonous foods and drugs. And I'll save you the next couple of paragraphs about how foods and drugs came under attack. Okay, just as today, we're talking about genetically modified food organisms and so on and so forth. We use any kind of a tool or a technique we can to try and wake the people up and stir up their pure, the powerful, the positive minds to action. Continuing, let's go here now. Now we're going to go back and figure out what happened on January the 2nd, 1889, at this meeting on 219 Madison Avenue when J.P. Morgan called the men together. Well, here we go. These facts will give a fairly clear idea of the composition and the pretensions of those middle groups which the news of the meeting in Morgan's house was bound to excite into convulsions. A momentous gathering it certainly was that assembled in Morgan's mansion on January the 8th of 1889. Who were they? We note there. Apparently private citizens. Public-private partnership, all right? Apparently private citizens. In reality, monarchs of the land. I thought we weren't going to have an aristocracy. Well, we do. We have a moneyed aristocracy. Moneyed monarchy. Jay Gould, we've heard about him, with his son George, held by the leading strings. Stickney of the Northwest Territory. Roberts of the Pennsylvania Railroad. Sleek Depew, echoing the Vanderbilts. Sloan of the Delaware, Lackawanna, and Western Railroad. And a half dozen more magnates or their accredited mouthpieces. The honorable legislatures could gravely discuss the advisability of this or that legislation. The noisy Congress of the United States could solemnly meet and, after swearing out months in rotamontade, profess to make laws. The high and mighty courts could blink austerely and pompously hand down their decisions. But in that room in Morgan's house sat many of the actual rulers of the United States. The men who had the power in the final say of ordering what should be done. It's just very much the same as the meeting that was held there in the White House with the Hu Jintao in tow. Morgan was the chairman of the meeting and with wanted brusque directness went straight to the point. Thanks to a stenographic report of the proceedings, which fortunately we were able to get hold of. Sounds like the work of the Bilderberger Intrepid there, being able to pull out material and bring it out. But again, thanks to a stenographic report of the proceedings, who is the guy? Big guy. What is it? What's his name? Think of it in a minute. Guy that always wears the hat. And following and chasing the Bilderberg for years. Thanks to a stenographic report of the proceedings, which fortunately we were able to get hold of, the work of that meeting was clear. The name of the organization was to be, listen, the name of the, these are private people. These are the Morgans, the Goulds, Fiss, Roberts, Vanderbilt, Depew, right? The name of the organization was to be the Interstate Commerce Railway Commission. You thought this was an act of Congress? Guess again. Its essential purpose was the what? Fair trade? Balanced trade? No. Its essential purpose, the cessation of competition among its members. A cartel. OPEC. A cartel. But how was any magnate to be prevented from competing with another or stopped from encroaching upon another's domain? What penalties should there be and how could they be enforced? Certainly, no law could be invoked to compel the carrying out of such an agreement, for the law explicitly prohibited combinations. And any legislation would not only be outlawed, but would reveal the extent of the whole criminal compact. Stern words here. How are they going to do this? How are they going to pull it off? There was, however, a far greater power than that of law, namely the power of massed money. If any magnate present were inclined to balk at the prepared program, he was brought to an instant realization of the punishment when J.P. Morgan announced, quote, I am authorized to say, I think, on behalf of the banking houses represented here, that if an organization can be formed practically upon the basis submitted by the committee and with an executive committee able to enforce its provisions upon which the bankers shall be represented, they are prepared to say that they will not negotiate and will do everything in their power to prevent the negotiation of any securities for the construction of parallel lines or the extension of lines not approved by that executive committee, and I wish that distinctly understood, close quote. What was being said? That if there were any of the railroad magnates present, the thought that they were going to be able to work from without this commission, they would never get a dime from the banks. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medications. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, this is Jack Blood, host of Deadline Live. For years now, I have been cheating the multinational pharma cartels and have avoided extensive doctor bills by taking Enerfood products every day. These are the products that the powers that be do not want you to know about, and with Codex Alimentarius legislation are actively trying to ban. Why? Because if you take Enerfood coconut milk powder and switch to all organic NutriCafe coffee and Coco Mojo, you won't need them. Go to enerfood.com today to learn more about how a daily inexpensive intake of nature's superfood will increase your immune system by flushing out toxins, and how this will increase your energy, stamina, and focus. You know, you can't take on the New World Order from your couch. enerfood.com or give them a call today. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So I hope we can be really clear on this one point now. When we hear about the interstate commerce commissions, when we hear about interstate commerce, let's not be deceived. We understand how this comes to pass. When, where, who, how, all that. When we think about the food safety modernization, how did that happen? Where was that backroom meeting? You think about the Obamacare. How does that happen? Where were the backroom meetings? How did the bankers influence, you know, decisions for that? And it doesn't make any difference. You want to talk about net neutrality. Where was that backroom meeting? When we studied out of Dillaboo and Howard's Principles of Business Law, there's a 50-part series on the history of law. You can go back and listen to that. Return to that briefly today. This is a copyright 1991. This is a textbook. The Principles of Business Law, this is a course of, you know, in law that you would go and study. Here in Chapter 48, Government Regulations of Business Organizations, 6.94, the introduction, the business environment is the product of political, social, economic, and legal forces. The business environment. Well, each of these forces has its own substantial impact on our society. It is the law that possesses the cohesive quality to unite them and make our private property system, tear your tongue out, and competitive economic system workable. I thought we got rid of competition. They knew it was already out in the late 1880s. J. Pierpont Morgan drove the wooden hub into it on the 2nd of January, 1889. And yet they still teach it to lawyers, young students, none the wiser. The law not only creates and protects property rights, does it? Hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Rights. Among these are the life, liberty, and property, as John Locke styled it. The state? The state creates these rights? You see how twisted it is. And why the Bar Association, your lawyers, aren't going to help you out. They've been indoctrinated with half-truths. By 1934, the liberty of contract and the right to use one's property as one pleases, even though admitted to be fundamental rights, became amenable to social needs and subject to legislative control. By 1934, Franklin Delano, the card-carrying communist Roosevelt. And it continues. Let's find out a little bit about the Commerce Clause. Again, Delavue and Howard, originally published in the 40s. Regulation of business is the result of action by both the legislative and executive branches of government. Many regulations ensue from statutes enacted by the legislative branch and are executed by administrative agencies exercising their rulemaking, enforcing, and quasi-judicial powers. That's enough to keep you awake at night. Therefore, as a practical matter, all branches of government are actively engaged in placing limitations on business activity. Can't get any more plain than that, can it? Let's find out more. This is Section 6.95, the federal power to regulate business. Nothing federal about it. It's a corporation run by the magnates, by the captains of finance and industry, by the banking ultra elite in Europe, in England, and France. You know, well, France is part of Europe. And America, the World Trade Organization, whether it's the World Bank, Washington, D.C., the District of Criminals, New York City, the Fed. The power of federal government to regulate business activity is found in the Commerce Clause of the Constitution. Isn't that what Nancy Pelosi said in regards to Obamacare? This is what's taught in law school. The power of the federal government to regulate business activity is found in the Commerce Clause, those few words, where it provides, here's the quote, Congress shall have the power to regulate commerce with foreign nations among the several states and with Indian tribes, period, close quote. Some of the most powerful words hidden in that Constitution. The key language here is the phrase among the several states, of course. It says foreign nations and all of the republics of the several states of our union are foreign to Washington, D.C., and among the several states, so that's state to state, that's interstate. It continues, This language has been construed. Who's going to do the construing? Judges. This language has been construed to give Congress power to enact laws covering any business activity in interstate commerce and any intrastate business. Questions I've gotten in the email basket and in Skype. Interstate and intrastate. Well, here you go. Activity that has a substantial effect on interstate commerce. The effect on interstate commerce may be positive or negative. For example, Congress may pass a law prohibiting a specific activity and thereby prevent interstate commerce. The effect of any individual business on interstate commerce need not be substantial if the cumulative effect of all similar businesses is substantial. The net effect of the decisions has been to make the federal power to regulate businesses illimitable. Illimitable. The sky's the limit. It cannot be limited. Illimitable. Omniscient. Omnipotent. Omnipotent. Illimitable. In recent years, this power has been used in a variety of ways. One of the more important pieces of legislation is the Civil Rights Act of 1964. 42, U.S.C., 1981. We've read it to you on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard's Holy Day. Particularly, its provisions pertaining to public accommodations, drinking fountains, and Woolworth counters, right? Far bigger than that. The purpose of this statute is to obtain equal protection of the laws and equal treatment for all citizens, regardless of race, creed, color, sex, or natural origins, to be subject to the same penalties, exactions, taxations, terror, and none other. It is significant that the bill was enacted by Congress as an exercise of its power to regulate interstate commerce and not under provisions usually associated with civil rights. Rights. Americans think you have rights. You're going to know what it's like to have no rights pretty quickly. In the 1970s, this power will be used to attack other problems facing society, such as pollution and poverty. The Commerce Clause. The Great Umbrella, the Big Tent Theory. Congress shall have the power to regulate commerce with foreign nations, among the several states, and with the Indian tribes, even though Congress is in the pocket of the bank. If we do not soon abolish the established two-party political system, and bring it low, and regain the reins of power in this country, it's time to erect a headstone for this country, I guess. The broad interpretation of the Commerce Clause has aided the development of a strong central government, one nation, indivisible, with something called liberty and justice for all. The broad interpretation of the Commerce Clause has aided the development of a strong central government and has fostered and encouraged the regulation of activities which, while local in nature, have effect on the country as a whole, the greatest good of the greatest number. The happiness principle. What is the pursuit of happiness? Anyway, it's all for today. I'll be back again on Monday. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available.
TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.